know. I don't know precisely where in the factory this sign was posted. Perhaps wall in a restroom wall or taped to the refrigerator in the break room this sign. But an employee who had felt taken for granted for far too long finally penned this message and posted it for others to see. He said, "Doing a good job here is like wetting your pants in a dark suit. It gives you a warm feeling, but nobody else notices." Yeah. We all like to be appreciated for the contributions we make. Contributions that help our families survive and flourish. Contributions we make in a classroom or factory, in an office or shop. Our efforts and energies given to civic organizations, churches, schools. The things we do as grateful citizens to build up wholesome communities and a resilient democracy. We all like to feel appreciated. The other side of that, of course, is making the effort to show appreciation. I mean, we all know that even before a toddler has shown some mastery of language, how do moms and dads try to train the children to be appreciative? Say, a nurse gives a child a sticker for being a good little patient. Parents both prompt them with what? "Now, Aaron, what do you say?" "Thank you." So this is the second to last installment in my Spring Awakening sermon series. It started on Easter and concludes next week on the day of Pentecost. Spring Awakening acknowledges that just like the flora and fauna of Earth awaken to new possibilities, awaken with the coming of spring, we can consider how our faith calls us to awaken to new possibilities in actions and in relationships. I base this series on a verse of scripture from Romans chapter 13, in that Paul urges us to adopt a new urgency in living into the consequences of our faith. Romans 13, chapter 11, Paul wrote, "The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." In previous installments, we have awakened to second chances, to boldness, to nature, and to a new commandment. So what would it mean for us to awaken to appreciation? I'm going to touch on three simple points. Number one, we all need to know we're appreciated. Number two, having an appreciative attitude helps us endure difficulty. And then three, most of us can do more to show appreciation. So first, we all need to know we're appreciated. I imagine that if you gave it even 1 minute thought, you could come up with someone in your life who does not receive the recognition that she or he deserves for the work they do, the valuable contributions they make, the relationships that they foster. Your mind might settle on a group of people, like the people who haul away the trash you generate every week. Or flight attendants whose office is this long, cramped, office that's in motion. And it's filled with all these people, many of whom are not particularly nice. Police and firefighters who are on duty, on standby 24/7 in case you were to meet them. That might be a group of people that don't receive the appreciation they deserve, and maybe you thought of a particular individual who probably isn't appreciated as much as she or he deserves, like the guy who fixes my car because I have no idea how it works. Or the school crossing guard working in the sun, or the rain, the heat, or the cold to protect the children of your community from the motors of your community. Let's see, who else probably isn't appreciated as much as she deserves? Mom. Everybody likes to feel appreciated for what they do and who they are. Sadly, we don't have much trouble thinking of many, many people who don't receive the strokes that they deserve. Now, this is not just true for commoners like you and me. Even famous people can feel unappreciated for what they do. For instance, there are a few figures in the world of music who were as prolific and as genius as Johann Sebastian Bach, but was he appreciated by his contemporaries or by the congregation he served as church musicians? Sadly, the answer is no, he was not. The parishioners of St. Thomas Church in Leipzig often complained about the strange and innovative music that Bach wrote for the choir and for the organ every week. They didn't know what a gifted musician they had in their midst. And after his death, the music of Bach was seldom performed. It was about 100 years later when Felix Mendelssohn began a revival of appreciation that Bach's music came to the forefront again. A revival that has lasted, as you heard today, has lasted into our own time. But my goodness, those people had Bach in their midst. And we have Hillary and Gwen in our midst. And if we don't make the effort to appreciate people in our lives for who they are and what they do, we may overlook an immeasurable gift that's being offered to us. Any book on management theory and practice extols the importance of making sure that your employees know that they are appreciated. They want to be appreciated for their contributions to the enterprise, of course. They spend more time on the job than just about anything else in their lives, but employees thrive when they know that they are appreciated as human beings with lives beyond the 9-to-5. That there are people with responsibilities and obligations, interests and passions that make them much more than mere worker beings. In premarital counseling, I try to help couples discover the benefit of appreciating their spouse daily. Because the happiest marital relationship can be eroded when one partner feels unappreciated. Everyone needs to know that they are appreciated. Mother Teresa, the woman who spent her life caring for the most impoverished and neglected of the world's poor, Mother Teresa observed that, quote, "There is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than for bread." There is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than for bread. Okay, second point. Having an appreciative attitude helps us endure difficulty. Earlier, Bill read to us from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in Thessalonica. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians who were enduring persecution by their neighbors because of their belief in Jesus as God's Son. These Christians basically were being bullied. Now, being bullied is nothing to dismiss as, oh, you know, kids will be kids. No. If I were to ask you to raise your hand if you were ever experienced bullying as a child, I imagine many hands would join mine in the air. Whether in Thessalonica or in suburban Cleveland, being persecuted, bullied, it preoccupies your thoughts. It affects you every day. It colors your mood. But in a situation precisely like that, the Apostle Paul urged those beleaguered believers to what? To be joyful always. To pray at all times. To be thankful in all circumstances. Why? Because, he wrote, this is what God wants from you as one who trusts in Jesus. Those three actions, always being joyful, prayerful, thankful, they point to the same thing, being appreciative. An appreciative life looks at life deeply, broadly. We're less rattled by the ups and downs of daily life when we embrace an appreciative view of life as a whole. You might get what I mean by thinking of the difference between weather and climate. The beneficial or disruptive occurrences of daily life are like daily weather that can be pleasant one day and rotten the next. But living an appreciative life lends a deeper, more long-term perspective. This is akin to climate that isn't concerned with hourly changes, but with the big picture over a long period of time. The Apostle Paul suggests that when we resolve to see our lives as priceless gifts from God, we can always appreciate the gift of our lives, even if our immediate circumstances are difficult, if they're disappointing or painful. Having an appreciative attitude helps us endure difficulty. And third, most of us can do more to express appreciation to others. I don't know if you've ever heard this piece of advice. It says, do unto others as they you would have them do unto you. You ever heard that before? Now, while we're most familiar with this golden rule coming from the lips of Jesus, in fact, he was recalling a maxim that in various forms dated back centuries to philosophers in India, China, Greece, Rome, Egypt. Applying the golden rule to appreciation is really simple. Since we are strengthened and encouraged when we are appreciated by others, it follows that we'll contribute to the strengthening and encouragement of others when we express our appreciation to them. To give an extreme example, let me tell you the story of Francis de Jonge, what he chose to do to express appreciation to someone who had an immeasurable impact on his life. Every August, Francis de Jonge made a trip to the past. Every year, Francis de Jonge returned to Auschwitz. Now, why would anyone make an annual trek to a place of such suffering and pain? Francis de Jonge returned because he was one of the few prisoners who survived. In July 1941, a prison break occurred in Auschwitz, and the Nazi officers always responded decisively to such attempts. The remaining prisoners were called to attention, and all day they stood in the heat while the guards searched for the escapee. And if he was not discovered, tent numbers were selected, and the prisoner who wore the corresponding number on their tattered prison uniform immediately was taken from their place in line, the chosen tent, were led to a cell where they were locked up and left to die. Well, the prison break of 1941, July 41, set in motion this grisly chain of events. As usual, each number was read, with the prisoner stepping forward to receive his or her fate. However, this time when the number was read, the man cried out, "My wife and children! I shall never see them again!" That man was Francis Gajonich. And as Gajonich stepped forward in tears, muffled steps were heard from the back of the line. A prisoner was breaking rank. This elderly prisoner made his way to the commandant, undeterred. Inexplicably, no one shot him, no one struck him. More surprising than his unauthorized movement was the man's request. The prisoner asked if he could go in Gajonich's place. Appealing to Nazi logic, the prisoner said, "I'm old. I'm not good for such hard labor anymore. He is a young man." Completely baffled, the commandant consented to the request. The elderly man joined the condemned, and Gajonich stepped back in line. Until his own death 53 years later, Francis Gajonich returned to Auschwitz every year on August 14th to say thank you to the memory of Maximilian Kolbe, the one who gave his life to take Gajonich's place. Now, think of it. That annual trek must have been difficult, as Gajonich's age trip must have taken its toll still. Every year, he returned to express his immeasurable appreciation. Now, yes, that's an extreme example. So compared to an annual pilgrimage to Auschwitz, Poland, showing appreciation through some simple gesture or sincere words spoken in person or by phone or Skype or written down in a card or note, by comparison, that sounds pretty doable, don't you think? Not only is expressing appreciation doable, but sometimes we learn the hard way that when it comes to showing appreciation, time can be of the essence. A few months ago, a minister friend of mine, Rick, had a brother, Herb. Herb was dying. And while Herb was still strong enough to go out in public, Herb and his family decided to have a sort of going away party before a funeral was made necessary. It was basically a reception during which family and friends and colleagues and neighbors were able to express to Herb how much they appreciated. Afterwards, Rick wrote to me. He said, Herb's celebration of life on Saturday was great. First, he was able to make it. Over 125 people attended. including about 30 of his storm chaser friends. Apparently that's how they like to relax, chase the storms. Afterward, his storm group came back to our house, and he was able to say goodbye privately to each one. Now, the calendar of this day is highlighted to show appreciation to mothers, but let's not stop with mothers and grandmothers and stepmothers and foster mothers and others who filled that role in our lives. In this spring awakening, let's try to go beyond endeavoring to show our appreciation for all the people whose lives bless our lives.